You are going to listen to Graham, who likes to travel. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
My name is Graham and I live in Perth, Western Australia. Perth is in the western part of Australia and there are not many other towns or cities nearby, so I like to go camping, which is to go out into the outback and explore places and see things. So I have a camper which sits on the back of what we call a four-wheel drive utility or an SUV. And with that, I can go places that you could not normally go in a car. And there are lots of places and roads in Western Australia that are hard to get around. They might be sandy or it might be very rocky. So having a vehicle like that makes it quite easy. One of my best trips was a round trip of about 5 months. I left Perth and I went up to a town called Kalgoorlie, one of the most important gold mining areas in the world, with several large mining operations located in and around the city, including the huge super pit, which is so big it can be seen from space. And from Kalgoorlie, I went across the Great Victoria Desert to Ayers Rock, or Uluru as it's called by the Aborigines. And there are not many people who live there. In the whole 1,000 kilometres, there might be around 200 people. So once I reached the rock, I hiked around its base but did not climb up the rock itself, as for the local Aboriginal people, this is a holy rock. Then I went up to Alice Springs, and there are a lot of interesting places to visit there. It's gorgeous. Then I went up to Darwin, where there's animals such as crocodiles and poisonous snakes. And you have to be quite careful up there when you go camping, because if you camp by a river, the crocodiles can jump out of the river and they can go faster than you can run, so you need to be careful. After that, I went across the top of Australia, going westward towards Western Australia, and then down through Western Australia all the way back to Perth. And the whole trip took me about 5 months. So it was quite a long trip, but I saw so many things that not many other people see. So it was really an enjoyable trip. I also do short trips in Western Australia, maybe for a week, maybe for just a few days. But it's best when you go on a long trip because then you can get right away from people and see things that most other people wouldn't see. So that is my story of camping in Australia.